Yeah, Roger. 68. Mm. Had to mull that over. Yeah, I have a Yaesu FRG8800 here. And there's a door, and there's a thing in the back you pop off, and there's an open, big open square in there, and you shove the VHF converter in there, you just shove it in there, and it plugs in, and you put the door back on and tighten it, and screw the antenna up, and you can go VHF with it. I can't find the VHF converter for it that actually goes in it. I found Yaesu VHF converters that sit on the outside, external, but I don't want that. I like to have the... It's not important, but if I was able to find a VHF converter for it that, you know, it goes inside there like it's supposed to, I'd like to get it, but... Yeah, that's not bad for a 5,000. If that thing's working, you know, if that was for sure known working, yeah, 250 is a good price. Got to mull it over.
Well, like I said, when I hooked the thing up, it's like the bands are dead, you know. I was listening around on I got a 75-meter dipole up, and I was listening on 75 meters and 40 meters. They were all dead. There was nobody on the radio. It was just totally quiet. So I think there was a solar flare or something. That's why the bands are dead. And they were talking about last night was a good night to possibly see an aurora. Like 15 states were going to see an aurora last night. So it must have been a solar flare a couple of days ago, and that's why the bands were so dead.